I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in Kingston upon Hull, proud to be the 2017 City of Culture. Yeah. Well, it's all too easy to make cheap, snidey jokes about Hull being a city of culture, so let's get on with it. Many successful rock bands have come out of Hull, usually as soon after the gig is finished as possible. As part of its year as City of Culture, many venues in Hull staged new productions. However, one comedy was accused of plagiarising famous old shows when critics counted 17 classic punchlines which had been shoehorned in by a lazy writer. 17? That's very nearly an armful. Hull is proud of its new pedestrian bridge, which links the two banks of the river. At times of busy... All right. At times of busy river traffic, the bridge breaks in the middle while it plays the sound of chimes and birdsong to mask the screams of pedestrians falling into the water. The singer Patricia Breedin was born in Hull and, as a complete unknown, in 1957 became Britain's first entrant in the Eurovision Song Contest. Such was the quality of her performance, she was offered work on a cruise liner where her constant singing really annoyed the other stokers. In 2011, a much-loved bronze statue of a trawlerman commemorating Hull's fishing heritage was stolen from its pierside plinth. A replacement was modelled on a local who had to stand still for 8 hours a day without moving a muscle. They got the deputy manager from PC World. Hull's Institute of Psychology was noted for its diagnosis and treatment of a dyslexia epidemic which swept the county in the 1960s. It was actually quite easy to spot which Yorkshiremen were dyslexic by their choice of headgear. They were the ones wearing cat flaps. Hull was the home of the poet Philip Larkin, who became as famous for his huge collection of pornography as for his verse. In 1985, Larkin became unique in medical history when he died of repetitive strain injury. Larkin declined the offer to become poet laureate, disliking fame and with no patience for the trappings of success. But he's not alone in mainly keeping out of the public eye. Let's meet some more. On my left is Barry Cryer and Miles Jupp. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and John Finnemore. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. We start with a game called Mistyped Menus. Hardly a week goes by without another celebrity opening a restaurant that mirrors their personality. I was thinking of this while waiting for my large cod at Jeffrey Boycott's Chippy. So, teams, I'd like you to suggest some popular foods that have been ruined by a single-letter typo. Barry, you can start.
Cheese and bunion crisps.
Tim.
Lancashire tosspot.
John.
Yes, I'll have the shepherd's pig. Can I have that with a medley of seasonal Greeks?
Miles.
Chicken in a casket.
Sneeze on toast.
Unlucky fried kitten.
Well, I'm tempted by the fist of the day.
Pea soup.
Jammy Todgers.
Bum drops.
Dalek bread.
A McDonald's crappy meal.
Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Hull is the home of legendary post-punk band Throbbing Gristle, who took their name after buying a meat pie at the KCOM Stadium. Providing piano accompaniment for this round, we have Colin Sell. Colin. Colin recently revealed he struggles with diminished chords, so stop buying them from Oxfam then. OK, we'll start with you, Tim, and I'd like you to sing the words of Don't Mess With My Toot Toot to the tune of La Donna E Mobile.
Don't mess with my toot-toot, don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have the other women, but don't mess with my toot-toot. She was born in a birth suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, you're going to be special, hey, you're going to be fine. You can look as much, but if you as much as touch, you're going to have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. So you don't mess with my toot-toot.
Okay, you now, Barry, and I'd like you to sing the words of Bob the Builder to the tune of Girl from Ipanema.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Rolly too. Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun. Working together, they get the job done. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. Pilchard and Bird, Travis and Spud, playing together like good friends should. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. Hey, time to get busy, such a lot to do. Building and fixing till it's good as new. Bob and the gang have so much fun.
Cry there. Goodness me, I could listen to that all evening. Almost did. All right, your turn now, John. I'd like you to sing the words of Hanky Panky by Madonna to the tune of the British Grenadiers March.
Of course.
Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand somewhere on my behind. Treat me like I'm a bad, bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me. You can just thank me, thank you. Some guys like to sweet talk, and others they like to tease. Tie my hands behind my back, and ooh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't slobber me with kisses, I can get that from my sisters. But before I get too cranky, you better like Hanky Panky, mister.
Finally, Miles, I'd like you to sing the words of Horny by Moose T to the tune of Charles Aznavour's lovely She.
You got me horny in the morning, and you know I tried to call you, but I can't find the telephone. I send a message through the internet, but it rejected. I wrote a letter and I sent it with the post. The post it takes so long, and so I've got to sing this song to let you know how I feel. What's the deal, baby? And I can't wait for you and the things that you make me do. My heart is ringing, so I'm singing this song for you. I'm horny, 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 so horny. I'm horny, 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 horny.
Thank you. Thank you, teams. And you may be interested to know that as part of the refurbishment here at the new theatre in Hull, we have a brand new piano being played for the very first time tonight. So, yeah. So, turns out that wasn't the problem, eh, Colin? The next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. According to lexicographers, between now and your next meal, a new word will be put in the dictionary. Presumably, after listening to this broadcast, that word will be tediosity. This particular word game is all about making connections, and Tim tells us he's made some lasting connections with members of his local arthritis support group. He said as soon as they met, they just clicked. So you can start exchanging unconnected words, Tim and John, and Barry and Miles, you'll be trying to spot a connection. So off you go, Tim and John.
Piggyback.
Frontage.
Banister.
Diffident.
Sheep.
Tediosity.
Miles.
Sheep are boring.
Sheep are boring. I think we can allow you that one. Yes, they are. They're monotonous and boring.
They're not boring to other sheep, are they?
You don't know, do you?
I do.
That may be why they just eat grass all day instead of chat to each other. Instead of just boring. Nothing else to do. I'm not talking to the other sheep. I'm just going to eat grass until they shoot me. Sooner rather than later, hopefully. Now, I've already got into the character of that sheep, actually. yes, Miles.
Eggs.
Angelic.
Fraser.
Buttock.
John, you've come in with a challenge there.
Yeah, famous black and white movie star Fraser Buttock. often played sort of rough Scotsman with a heart of gold and a buttock of similar material.
Can you remember any of his films?
Yeah, I remember almost all of them, Jack, and I will I'll list them for you now. There were 52.
52. I'll stop you there, John. Over to correct challenge, so over to John and Tim.
Tandem.
Ogre.
Moth.
Ball.
Marbles.
Elgin.
Miles, you seem to have spotted Miles. Well, just as I was saying that, the gong went, which meant that you can come in with your final challenge. What was the nature of your challenge?
I think balls and marbles, there is some overlap.
Well, it was moths and balls, wasn't it? Or...
Oh, right, well, I'll have that one.
Yes, it is. So, that's the end of that round.
Hey.
Well, this next round is called The Symptoms, and it's all about the world of medicine. And this year sees the 300th anniversary of the opening of Hull's first ever chiropodists in 1717. Of course, in those days, it was called the Corn Exchange. In this round, one team has developed an obscure condition which the other team should attempt to diagnose. And we'll start with you, Barry and Miles. You're suffering from an unusual medical condition and have just been called for your appointment with Doctors Tim and John. And you must outline your symptoms to them, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. Now, the identity of your complaint is now being displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Barry and Miles think they're wildebeest. Barry and Miles think they're wildebeest.
Doctors Tim and John, could you please summon your patients, Barry and Miles?
Good morning. Do come in.
Good morning.
Make yourselves comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Thank
Pop
you.
Your top off.
So, what seems to be the problem?
Basically, we're extremely ugly.
That much is obvious, but...
We could probably do extreme plastic surgery, really, or even... just to tidy up, some sort of trim, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Again, I couldn't be more with you, but... but how does it make you feel?
Well, it's awful. If we walk down the high street, people point.
We feel it's just self-conscious, you know, that's why we prefer, wide-open spaces, ideally, yeah.
Have you come here from somewhere else?
Oh, the travelling gets us down, that's true.
Oh, we travel relentlessly.
Do you?
Relentlessly.
We're paranoid now. We never know when we're going to be attacked, you know, mugged in broad daylight. It's the old folk I feel sorry for. Like me.
So you're ugly and you like wide-open spaces and you're paranoid of being attacked.
Well, yes. No,
the diagnosis is clear, Tim.
I'll tell you something that...
Please do.
Our old sat-nav's useless.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
Really?
No, hopeless. I mean, basically, you know, if you want to go across a river, for instance, what we would like is for it to take us via a bridge.
Right? Yeah, and we have to swim.
We do. And then, of course, what happens when we swim?
Oh, bloody crocodiles.
So then we're staggering along. We're knackered, we're wet, we look a mess.
Are you animals of a certain type?
Are you shy? Are you...
It's hard not to be shy, really.
Exactly.
Because people are intrusive. You know, you're sort of climbing out of a river, you've just escaped being eaten by a crocodile, and then only bloody David Attenborough will turn up. The big old crew.
Are you on the blue planet? Is that your...
We're all on the blue planet, Doctor.
I'm going to ask you to close in on what you think your final answer is.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's arthritis. They've got arthritis. Yeah. No idea.
There's,
no idea at all.
There's some African animal, ugly animal.
Oh, like wildebeest or something? Yeah.
Okay, your turn to be patients, Tim and John, and you've just been summoned into the surgery of Doctors Barry and Miles, and the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tim and John think they're pints of lager. Tim and John think they're pints of lager.
Come in.
So, oh, my God, it's him!
Who?
Look, it's the fabled one. It's the great destroyer.
Oh, my God, we're doomed.
It's all right, keep calm. I don't think he's recognised us yet.
You seem quite troubled.
Well, I don't know. I've just been feeling a bit flat lately. Not my... not my usual bubbly self, am I?
No, you're not. You're not.
Are you tortured by the thought that you're sort of fictional rather than real?
No, I'm tortured by the thought of what you would do to me if you got me alone. And in general, I mean, my problems, I think, are just psychological. The other day, I was just standing around for a few minutes and I completely lost my head. And, you know, my lifestyle is not great either. I mean, you know, to be frank with you, I'm always just sitting around in bars hoping to be picked up.
I go to pubs and I get completely drunk. does. It's certainly comforting to be surrounded by so many bottles of pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
The coldness about that situation, isn't it?
Coldness, isn't there, in your situation?
Well, it is a bit. It comes from spending so much time in drafts.
What's your diet like?
Well, there's four ingredients to my diet. And only four. And one of them's water, and I can't remember the others. Marley, I think, comes into it.
The important thing is we're not bitter.
No. Do you know what? I'm sorry, but I don't think these doctors are going to help us. I think we should, especially not him, I think we should get out of here. Come on, Carl.
After you, Stella.
I have a feeling.
You're larger than life, aren't you?
We are.
They were pints of lager. They were pints of lager. Well, the next round is called New Company Slogans. In this round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest alternative slogans for well-known companies or organisations. Barry, you could start.
The Milk Marketing Board. A glass of milk in every glass.
Tim.
Southern Northern Rail. We're not happy till you're not happy.
Miles.
Disneyland. Because if you don't take them, they will never shut up.
John.
Ryanair. You knew what you were getting into.
McDonald's. We have toilets.
The Noise Abatement Society.
Yellow Pages, in case the internet stops existing.
Andrex, shit happens.
Prosecco, for those special occasions that aren't that special.
Durex, in your wallet for years.
Vodafone, most obvious in your country.
Frey Bentos, don't ask, don't tell.
The Wild Bean Cafe.
Oh.
You have literally no other option.
Hull Trains. Oh, doesn't every city have its own trains?
I'm sorry, we do.
Tesco Ready Meals. Horses for courses.
Our next game is called Musical Conversations. The London production of Les Miserables recently celebrated its 12,000th performance, and it's now officially the longest-running queue for the ladies' toilet in theatre history. Providing piano accompaniment for this round, we have Colin Sell. And regular listeners may be surprised to know that Colin was briefly in Cream. He lost his footing at the Elm Lee factory. Barry and Miles, the round involves singing a song in the style of a conversation. And the song I'd like you to utilise in your musical conversation is I Hear You Knocking. So off you go, please.
You went away and left me long time ago.
We called last week.
Now you're knocking on my door.
Yes, we just wanted to tell you the good news about our Lord.
Hello, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Can we just leave you with a copy of the Watchtower?
Hello, I hear you knocking, go back where you've been.
There is no need to take that attitude, Mr. Cryer. I would remind you, the last time we visited, you actually begged us not to go.
I begged you not to go, but you said goodbye.
Yeah, well, we did, but only after you told us for the 15th time about writing for Eric and Ernie.
And now you're telling me all your lies.
There are no lies when you have true faith, Mr. Cryer.
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, go back where you've been.
Only kidding, Mr. Cryer. It's the delivery from the off license.
Oh.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of Seafood Songbook. Now, Samantha tells us she's been out with some knowledgeable local gentlemen seafood foragers who took her to a rock where the shellfish are plentiful. She says she spent a happy half hour pulling off several prize winkles and tossing them in a bucket. So, teams, I'd like your suggestions, please, of song titles likely to prove popular with lovers of seafood. John, can you start, please?
Hey, hey, we're the monkfish.
Barry.
Bohemian anchovy.
Tim.
Welk, Kipper, welcome in the eel side.
Mark.
Like a sturgeon.
Crash, bang, scallop, what a pilchard.
I should be so guppy.
Wake up, little sushi.
Tell me why I don't like barramundis.
Saturday night's all right for whiting.
I'm a shoal man.
I see you, baby, shaking that bass.
If you liked it, you should have put herring on it.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Nigerian internet fraudster of fate inveigles the bank details of destiny from the puzzled pensioner of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Hull, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor, John Finnemore and Miles Judd are being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.